Hello and welcome to the Clydesdale Chronicle, where we focus on preserving the stories of the past, addressing the issues of today, and generating ideas for the future. Enjoy.
Well, so we're sitting down. This is a continuation of our last episode. So again, we are sitting down with another one of our youth that has participated in the Youth All-Around Competition. And so tonight we have with us Tara Taft. So Tara, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the activities that you're involved in outside of horses, if any?
Yeah, so I am a senior at AC Central in Ashland, Illinois. It's a very small school, and my graduating class is about 23, so very small. I am in varsity volleyball, Beta Club, National Honor Society, and I am the chapter president and the section secretary for FFA.
Okay, because that was going to be my second question, is if you're involved in 4-H or FFA. And tell us a little bit more about FFA, because if I am perusing Facebook correctly, you just won the equine entrepreneurship proficiency for the state of Illinois.
Yes, I did. Yeah. That was just last weekend.
Okay. See, I'm up on my Facebook, Kale.
So do you serve on the officer team for your FFA chapter?
Yeah, I'm the president for my school, and then for higher up, the next is like section, and I'm the secretary for that.
Okay, very cool.
Okay.
Are you going to try to
Can
go
you
for a
tell
state
us?
officer?
Probably eventually after I get at least through 1 year of college. And I'll probably work on that.
Okay. So Addie was telling us the other night, like she did equine placement proficiency, which is all about like growth and learning. But your proficiency is on equine entrepreneurship. So can you tell us a little bit about entrepreneurship and kind of what you found over the course of probably 4 years of your proficiency?
Yeah, so entrepreneur is whenever you do everything and you're kind of in charge of the decisions made. And while my parents do own the horses and have the farm and all the equipment, I have helped grow from a freshman year when I didn't make a whole lot of decisions to now I make a lot more of the decisions, just depending on the daily things that are needed done. And it just all goes into the book and the financials with all the feed bills and the vet bills, the farrier whenever they come out, just all the different things are added into, and it's just every aspect of just taking care and showing the horses.
Okay. So I know some of our new people into the industry are dying to know, how much did you make over the course of 4 years with your horses?
Well, as everyone knows, horses are like a hole in your pocket. But with all the income from premiums and all the extra little stuff, I was able to make $74,000.
Okay. All right. So you were able to show a profit.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that answer. I'll
nope.
be honest.
Yeah.
Kale might have to
it
change.
It actually worked out pretty well.
I should have focused on entrepreneurship and FFA when I was in it. So did your parents kind of push you into the love of the Clydesdale horse, or was that kind of a natural thing for you, Tara?
I mean, whenever I was born, I mean, I didn't really know what I wanted to do as I was growing up, and they were there, so I gave it a shot. I've always had the option to choose whether I wanted to be involved with horses or not, but just being the fourth generation, it's kind of given me a natural drive for it, and I've just loved it ever since.
Very cool.
Okay. Well, what's your role at home? Like, you've done the entrepreneurship piece, but what's your ongoing role at home with the horses?
I mean, honestly, it's just the daily care. I mean, it comes even from going out and doing feed, water, hay, turnout, to cleaning stalls and just doing all the necessities every day.
Awesome. That's where I do my best thinking.
I think we both agree on that one. So you've participated in the Clydesdale Breeders Youth All Around program for the last few years. Why did you choose to participate?
I mean, I feel like it was kind of given to participate because my mom kind of came up with the original idea and then everyone kind of just built upon that. So I felt like I was kind of like a little guinea pig to see what I thought about it. And then I loved how it gets to highlight and just showcase everyone's accomplishments and all their efforts and achievements that they've made. And I love how it is about the youth. It's not about the horse that is shown. It's not about the family you come from. It's all about us kids.
Yeah. So, we don't have a ton of participation in that program right now. And I know like the essay for this last year was like, what would you recommend for increasing enrollment? But Tara, what would you tell somebody who is thinking about enrolling, or how would you get more youth into the program?
I mean, there is not a whole lot of youth in the draft or even the Clyde industry. I mean, anymore. I mean, it's kind of gone downhill. But I mean, there's so many kids that don't show or they just go to one or two shows that don't know about the program because they aren't in contact with all of the higher up people that are go to all the shows. So I mean, if we could just like get a hold of those people that aren't as knowledgeable and don't know as much, then I feel like they would be just as interested to get into it because they don't know and they want to be a part of it. They just aren't, don't have the opportunity to.
Yeah, I think if we could advocate for the program that you don't have to go to a ton of shows to be involved in it, that you can show a couple classes and you can still be recognized in front of your peers for your accolades throughout the year.
Oh,
So
yes, 100%.
cool. So out of all the classes in the competition, like I'm not riding, I guess that's not in it yet, but like showmanship, decorating, cart, team, what's your favorite class?
It would have to be showmanship, 100%. I mean, I love just the connection between me and the singular horse. But over the years, I have learned to love decorating just because of the new tricks and the new tips I get from it. And I get to continually learn new ways to do things. It's not just a normal thing that I go on and I do. I'm always learning.
Cool.
Okay, great. Well, so in some of the youth classes, you see judges taking time to give kids feedback. Is there any particular judge that stands out from the rest regarding feedback and coaching that they gave you?
I was thinking about this question, and honestly, I don't know that I could pick a singular one. I mean, there's a top two for sure, and that would
Okay.
be Buck Hangeman and Ron Wismer. I mean,
Okay.
those would be the top two.
What makes them stand out from the rest of the judges that you've had? You've shown in a lot of classes, so what makes them stand out?
Yeah, so Buck Hangman, I remember the exact moment. It was like 2017, and he gave me second place in the team class, and he told me what I needed to work on, but then he came back to my aisle to give me additional tips and try to help me get better. And I mean, that just stood out in such a way that I will never forget that, even as just starting out showing. And then Ron Wismer, he has judged me a few times and he never just says, "You did a good job," even if I won. He always gave me something to work on. And I feel like as a judge and as a participant, even alone, that there's always things we want to work on. We never just want to get, "You did a good job," because we're never done learning.
So the other night we did Addison, Christy's daughter, and she had said that a couple judges throughout the years that she's shown that don't say anything really. They just place the class and walk out. Have you experienced that a lot in these classes or not? Where they don't give you
I
any
haven't
update of what you
experienced
did?
it a ton, but it's been more frequently the past few years. And it honestly just surprises me because I grew up with the judges always saying something. And then whenever they stop saying something and they just place the class and that's it, you never know what you need to work on. And it's just like a normal class, and that doesn't make you better in any sort of way.
I couldn't agree more. No, I was kind of shocked to hear Addie say that the other night. I was like, are you serious? I said, because I didn't grow up in a draft horse family. We had Arabians, but I like that's how I learned was from youth classes and those judges explaining what I needed to work on and what I could change and what I could do better. But if there's judges that aren't doing that, it's truly a shame. And it's kind of, I mean, for that kid that doesn't have a deep history, like you and your family, like they don't, that's their only opportunity to learn that. So that's really a shame.
Well, I'll
So
even say, as like the parent that's with the kid, you're riding with them or you're in the showmanship class, there's so much that the judge sees that you don't see, because everyone has a different take on it. Like, where you sit is where you see. So it's like when you're focusing on your kid, I'm not seeing everything from the ground, or I'm not watching every angle. So it's still nice for them, honestly, to get feedback from somebody other than their parent, because sometimes feedback from someone, at least 50 miles away means a lot more than the person standing right next to you.
Well,
That's
yeah,
why
and I feel like
I got
people listen
Kale.
to the person judging them instead of listening to their parent, honestly, sometimes. Because, I mean, there's a reason why you got that place, but if you never told why, then you just never know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So
So, do you.
speaking of your rich history in your family, obviously you've had some good mentors with your mom and your dad and your grandpa, but is there somebody outside of your family that you've looked at as a mentor within Show on Horses?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's quite a few. Just honestly, the entire association in the whole. I mean, everyone's always been there for each other and everyone's always been there for me, whether it's just little tips and tricks or I need to borrow a wagon for a youth class because my sister's showing in that same class. I mean, it's just the little things that everyone picks up on and is always willing to help each other with. And I mean, the entire association is that way. I don't know that I could pick a certain individual to point out. I mean, there is a few, like, I mean, Jim Westbrook, he helped me a ton. Marion Young, Darren Brooks. I mean, there's just so many people that have stood up for me and helped me in so many ways. I mean, I couldn't think of everybody.
That's cool. I feel the same way. It's like a big family.
100% yes.
So for this program, since it's still kind of point based, you've probably traveled to a lot of several different shows. What's your favorite show and why?
I mean, I would honestly say because of the history my family has at the Illinois State Fair, that would have to be my favorite. I mean, just seeing from when I was little, I mean, I know that fairgrounds like it's the back of my hand. So I grew up there. And for to see all the different faces and see all of the hometown friends and everything that show up to support you and show up to see you, and that my family's been able to show there for over 100 years. I mean, it's just the history and the impact that showing in your hometown gives off.
Yeah, I get it. It's Minnesota State Fair for us because I think my dad's been there for close to 70 years. I get it. You grew up on those fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
That's
All
cool.
right.
So, what is your favorite horse show memory?
I would have to say probably showing at the World Show in Scotland. I mean, that was just
What a
incredible. I mean,
cool
to get that
opportunity.
opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that happen, Tara? Like, who set that up? I mean, you just see it on Facebook, like,
So,
woo, you won a class. You're world champion in Scotland. Like, how did you get that opportunity? It's so cool.
yeah. So, we're actually really good friends with Marion Young, and we were
Okay.
talking to her about the World Show in Scotland and all that. And she mentioned to us that she had a niece over there. And we just kind of connected ways and we met her over there. And she was like, here's your horse. You do everything with it for the next week and you can show. And I took care of it. I did all the classes I wanted to do. And it ended up working out very well.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. What a cool opportunity.
Yeah. So, do you have a specific goal for the 2025 season?
Yeah, honestly, since I was chosen as the National Clyde Queen, I want to hit as many shows as possible to represent the breed. And I mean, be able to show as well, of course, but my favorite thing is getting to see whoever is winning the classes or even competing in the classes, see their faces and their reactions. Everyone's always having such a good time and always smiling and laughing, and it just brings joy to everyone. So I want to be there to experience that.
Okay. Well, congratulations on
Yeah.
becoming the Clyde Queen for 2025. Spoiler alert for
Thank you.
everybody. Oops. Not sure we were supposed to
Yeah.
say that before the sale, but it's out now.
Oh, gosh. So being in the senior division of the youth committee here, so what's your plans for after high school? Do you have future plans, career goals, or a school that you're hoping to go to?
Yeah, so I am in between three schools right now, and that's University of California, Davis, Montana State, or Purdue. So I'm not really sure where I'm going yet, but
Ooh.
I'm in between those three, and I want to go for animal science with a bioscience concentration and eventually work with genetics.
Very
Okay.
cool, but I really feel
Interesting.
bad for your parents on out-of-state tuition
Yeah.
thoughts there.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, it's going to hit hard.
Yeah, golly,
She
you're not
doesn't
making
look
it
like she
easy enough.
feels too bad for him, though. Like, it's gonna hit
Yeah.
hard. They'll deal with
She's
it.
smiling like, yeah. Oh man, poor Mike and Tracy. Whew.
Well, any plans with the horses after your youth career ends? Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll always be a part of my life. I mean, just because I grew up with them and just because my parents own them and they're in the family. They'll never stop being a part of my life. So whether I am showing as much as I am with my family now, or I just have them and do a little bit of showing, I know that it'll be Clydesdales, and I know that I will continue to have them.
Okay.
As you reflect on your youth career so far, is there a horse that has greatly impacted your life and love for the Clydesdale horse?
Oh yeah, 100%. There's this one mare. Her name is Holly. And my parents bought her when she was 2 years old, and I was six. And I mean, we grew up together, and she's been my showmanship horse, my decorating horse, my demonstration horse. I use her for everything, whether she likes it or not. I mean, she gets chosen. She's the lucky one. So, she is forever my favorite horse, and I will be crushed the day I lose her.
How old would she be now then? Three.
So now she's 13.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, she's still got life in her. She
Yeah.
can go
Oh,
strong
yeah.
for another 3 to 4 years.
Oh, come on now, Christy. I lost the gelding. He's 28 this year. She's got a lot of time left.
Yeah, I don't know that everybody babies them the way you do, Kale.
Oh. I was trying to remain hopeful than more than 3 to 4 years.
It.
Yeah.
Way to go, Kale.
Yeah. So what accomplishments are you the most proud of with the Clydesdale horse? Is there a trait that you've learned from working with the horses, or is there one accomplishment that you made with a horse, whether it's at home or in the show ring, that's really stuck out and made an impact in your life?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many different accomplishments that are made, whether it's winning a class or it's finishing a main on time. I mean, there are so many different things that I have learned throughout the years, and I don't know that I could pick one because just learning everything and getting the opportunities that I have has been an accomplishment in itself. I mean, just getting to work with the horses and getting to learn how they act and drive and beginning to ride. I mean, there are so many different accomplishments that could be seen as my best accomplishment or my favorite accomplishment. I don't know that I could just pick one.
Very
I
well
hear you
said.
about that finishing the mane on time. Let me tell you, that
Oh,
decorating
yeah.
class can really stress a person out.
It really can. I'm telling you, it's a struggle. At first, I was like, yeah, there is no way.
Well, you gotta take the little wins with the big wins, because that piles up to your whole experience with it. And some people get so discouraged that, not finishing the main role, and then it
Yeah.
ruins the rest of it. So yeah, you gotta take the little wins when you can. So.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great, Tara. We really appreciate you sitting down with us and talking about your youth experience within the Clydesdale Association. And we hope that this will help grow the youth program. So thanks again for your time.
Yeah, and congratulations
Yeah,
on the
thank you for having me.
Clyde Queen. You're going to be a great representative for us over the next year. And let me tell you, there are pl if you need places to stay, people to get you places. This is the association to represent because they will make sure that you have a place to sleep, that you get to where you need to get to. So
And
don't
food to
be
eat.
afraid to ask for assistance if you need it.
I will, thank you.